I would absolutely love to. Yes, I was on BT last week sharing some homemade condiment recipes, which are perfect to elevate your summer fare, and or perhaps the listeners want to recreate them and use them when they're recreating recipes for Father's Day.
Yes, I mean, Father's Day is right around the corner, and that is that's a good time to get on the barbecue and get some condiments being used for burgers or whatever you might want to cook for them.
It sure is. And speaking of burgers, I have the perfect homemade condiment, which there's no doubt in my mind Dad will love, starting with my pickled onions. These are so easy to recreate, and they really just take your burger to whole new heights. So for this recipe, what you're going to do is you're going to take a large red onion and you're going to peel it and slice it really thin. And I like to place it into a large, shallow dish. And then on your stovetop, you're going to heat up some vinegar. I prefer a cider vinegar, but you could use just a white vinegar and or a rice vinegar with a little bit of granulated sugar and a hefty pinch of salt. You're going to bring it up to a boil. Once it boils and the sugar dissolves, which literally takes like a minute, you're going to remove it from the heat, let that mixture just cool down slightly, and then you're going to pour the warm mixture over top of the red onions. Give it a stir and cover it once it comes to room temperature. Cool it. And once it's cooled, I like to store the pickled onions in a mason jar. Ideally, you want to let it sit in that mason jar, though, overnight, just because this way the onions will like really break down and become like quite soft. Then I pop them into a mason jar. The reason why I like to store them in a mason jar is just because this way you can see them in your fridge. They don't get lost in the back, you know, because we've all been there. We've, you know, created something and we pop it in a container that you can't see, and then it gets stuck in the back of your fridge, and then nobody uses it and it grows mold. And yeah, so popping it in a mason jar just is great visually, because then you know it's there too. Take out for your Father's Day barbecue. And these pickled onions, Kev, are so delicious and, you know, cost pennies to recreate, and really simple cooking methods as well.
That's awesome. They sound fantastic, Char. And if you want to see Char's recipes, mystratfordnow.com is where you go. Char, what else do you have for us?
So my other recipe is a gremolata. So a gremolata is a traditional garnish for ossobuco. And ossobuco is a dish made of braised veal shank. And traditionally, this gremolata, when it's used to garnish veal shank, ossobuco, is made with just parsley. But I like to take advantage of any leftover herbs that I have, because we all know that if you make a recipe and it calls for, you know, 1 tablespoon of dill or 2 tablespoons of mint or, you know, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley, you've got so much left. And often people are, you know, wondering what to do with all these leftover fresh herbs. Or perhaps you have a garden full of herbs and you want to use them up. So this is my mint and dill gremolata. So you chop up some chopped fresh mint and some dill. I do like to add some parsley in there as well. The zest of 1 lemon. You can add some lemon juice as well, a little bit of salt and pepper and some olive oil. And you just stir it all together, and you've got this like really beautiful, fragrant, it's almost pesto-like, but without the cheese and the pine nuts and so on. It's basically just, it's almost like marinated chopped fresh herbs. And this gremolata is beautiful, again, on a burger. Often I use it to garnish, like if I've made a homemade hummus. You could even stir it into scrambled eggs. Perhaps you want to make Dad breakfast in bed. You can stir the gremolata into some scrambled eggs, and or use it to top an omelet. Just a beautiful, fresh, fragrant garnish or condiment to, you know, have this summer. And it can be used in a variety of different ways. And again, really easy to recreate and uses things you likely already have on hand.
Fantastic. Sounds awesome. Char, you got anything else for us?
I do. So this is my spicy lentil dip. So you're going to take a can of lentil, drain and rinse them, pop them in your food processor with a little bit of tahini, lemon juice, lemon zest. You could use lime juice or lime zest. And some garlic, of course, and some chili flakes. buzz it all up with some olive oil. So you have this gorgeous lentil dip. So this lentil dip, you know, it's great as is, as a dip, you know, to dip those veggies and or flatbreads. You could also, you know, use it to slather on sandwiches. Perhaps maybe you want to incorporate more plant protein and fiber into your diet this summer, and maybe, you know, stick to more vegetarian dishes. So, you know, slather this on a nice piece of sourdough bread, and then load it up with additional veggies. Hey, you could even put on some of those pickled onions, and you've got this great, beautiful spread for sandwiches. But another way I like to use this as a condiment, I suppose, is you spread this lentil dip like on the bottom of a nice white platter. And then if you've got some grilled veg, again, perhaps maybe for Father's Day, you're doing a side of like grilled peppers and eggplant and zucchini. You can serve you can place the grilled veg on top of the lentil dip and then garnish the whole thing with some fresh herbs and some sesame seeds. And, you've got a great vegetarian dish, that's filled with plant protein and fiber and a ton of flavor. And the lentil dip just adds, you know, a nice creaminess to your, grilled veg. And it's almost like a meal in itself, but of course, if we're feeding Dad, we are going to serve it with like a steak or a burger or ribs or something. But perhaps Dad wants to incorporate more plant protein into his diet, and he can do that with my lentil dip.
Well, the lentil dip and everything else, the pickled onions, all your recipes, as usual, Char, sound just 100% amazing. If people are looking to buy your cookbook and see your recipes, where can they do that?
Well, first and foremost, my cookbook is available at Fanfare Books at 92 Ontario Street in Stratford. So I encourage you, hey, maybe you want to get Dad a cookbook? Delicious and doable. I think Dad will really appreciate. And at the same time, you can be supporting a local author and supporting your local small businesses, Fanfare Books. And for those maybe listening somewhere else, my book is available on Amazon as well. And for all of the recipes and tips and my breakfast television segment, you can go to CharmaineBroughton.com.
And you can get a link to CharmaineBroughton.com in the on-air section of MyStratfordNow.com. Char, thank you so much.
My absolute pleasure, Kev.
Char, thank you.